Good evening, saints of God, whether you're listening to this message, welcome to First's Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is April the 8th, 2026, Daily Bread. Whether you're listening to it in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, we welcome you. We are so thankful that you're able to join us every Wednesday and every Wednesday evening once a month for healing service. Amen. We just want to say thank you once again. I'll tell you what, the year is already going so fast that we are already in April. When I was writing down the date, I put March 8th. I'm behind, way behind. Sometimes I get ahead of myself and sometimes I get behind. But we welcome you again. Today is April the 8th, not March 8th, like I thought it was. Thank you so much for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the booth camp, the rivers of living water. We are so blessed. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. So, Father, we just want to say thank you for all our listeners, all our partners, Father, all our supporters that come and listen to your word, Father, that they get filled to overflow, Father, because this world is getting darker and darker, and it seems like the enemy and the evil and darkness all around us wants to push us and crush us against the things of the world. But, Father, we thank you that you renew our strength every day. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Keeping our eyes on you, Father. We submit ourselves to you, Father, and we resist the devil and he has to flee. In Jesus' name. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and of a sound mind. And you said, the Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And aren't we glad and aren't we thankful? Oh, we just thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you for our divine companion. For the great Holy Spirit that lives in us, our great companion for the journey, and your presence for the journey that you have called each one of us. Father, you've given us an assignment, a plan, a race, Father God, and a course to run. And we do it with joy, looking unto you, Jesus, all the time. Keeping our eyes on you, knowing that we go from victory to victory to victory. We never are defeated. It may seem like we're being defeated, but we're not. We're just climbing higher and higher. And we're on the highest flow of God. And that's the greatest love that God has for us. It's his love is the greatest flow for us to live and to walk and to breathe. And our strength is in him. The flow of the world is below us. It is the lowest flow there is. But thank God, Jesus raised us up when he resurrected. And he ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he has made us to sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions. And we thank you, Father, that's the highest flow that we can have as children of God. You called us, Father, to flow in that highest flow. And that's the love of God. It's the highest and greatest flow that we can ever live, Father. And so I thank you. Thank you so much for raising us up for such a time as this, that we are beaming lights here on this earth. We are the salt of the earth. We carry our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we carry your anointing everywhere we go, Father God. We are anointed of God. And when we step into any building, anywhere we go, Father, we are beaming lights, Father. The light of God's word beams out of our lives, Father. And others will see that we are different, that we are the light of the earth and the salt of the earth, just like Jesus said that we were. And we are victorious everywhere we go. You never leave us nor forsake us. We're never alone, never alone. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So don't ever think that you're alone. God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we love you, we bless you, we honor you. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. And we thank you, Father, that the fullness of the Godhead lives in us, Father. Your word abides and lives in us, for you are the eternal word. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for another day of living in the light of your word, Father. Thank you for the very breath and the life that you give us every day, Father. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that you created us in your image, Father. And we just want to say thank you. How we love you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, have your way. This day, as I minister your word, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We pray that all of you had a good resurrection and a great resurrection Sunday with your family and with your church. We thank you once again for joining us in the Philly Station, the Booth Camp, the Oasis, and the Rivers of Living Water. We love you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to be speaking on higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Matthew 6:25. Take no thought for your life. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Too often, we are defeated because of our thought life. And isn't that true, especially nowadays as the world gets darker and darker, but we are beaming lights and we get brighter and brighter and brighter. They get darker and darker, but we get brighter and brighter as children of God. Too many believers keep themselves bound by sickness because they are continually thinking about the sickness in their bodies. Can I hear an amen? When you're sick, believe me, your body screams. I know what that's like. For 2 years, I have been going through a lot of things in my body. And believe me, my body was screaming. And all I could say was, oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Thank you for healing my body. All I can do is trust in you, Father, because you are the healer. Healing is the house of God. Healing is the house of God. And we are living in the healing house of God. So I thank you, Lord, I thank you. And I would ask the Holy Spirit, reveal what this is that is attacking my body. You know what it is. And after a year and a half, I heard him say, inflammation, swelling, allergies, and pain. So I started taking, it was like I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew. I was healed. I was healed. I was healed. I knew that I knew. And I started speaking to inflammation and swelling and pain and itching in the name of Jesus. And you know, the doctor finally gave me a steroid shot. Oh, that gave me relief. Thank you, Father, for giving doctors and scientists, Father, the ability to create a medicine for our bodies to keep us healthy. But you're the ultimate house of healing, and his name is Jesus. But there's nothing wrong with going to doctors and taking medicine. It just causes us to trust God more and more till he tells us to get off. But till then, you keep taking the medicine that he gives, that the doctors give you, because that's what's keeping you alive. But trusting God is the ultimate place that we can be, that He is our healer. Amen. Hallelujah. So yes, our body screams in pain, and it causes us to focus on the pain in our bodies, but when we should be focusing on the healing house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith not only has a way of talking, faith also has a way of thinking. Did you get that? The way we talk and the way we think is our faith. Isn't it difficult to ignore our bodies when there is pain in it? Oh, yes, it is. It is difficult. But there is a way for it to be done by giving our thoughts to the Word and thinking about what the Word says. Amen? That by His stripes we were healed, and if we were, we are. The Word instead of our bodies. Amen? We think about the Word instead of our bodies. We'll begin to control our thoughts. The Word of God will begin to control our thoughts. That's the way we must mount up with wings as eagles. Let's look at Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. A promise of renewed spiritual physical strength. A promise of renewed spiritual and physical strength for those who patiently trust in God. And we say we are patiently trusting God. Amen? We do. And we know how hard sometimes it is for us to run. And the older you get, it seems like it gets a little harder. And even walking gets a little bit harder. But we have to depend on God, people. We need His strength. Amen? We need His strength because He says that we shall mount up with wings like eagles. And we will mount up. Amen? With wings like eagles. I mean the eagle just goes with the air, with the wind, and just goes up without any effort. And God wants us to be patiently waiting on Him and having His strength, the inner strength that we need, that will give us strength in our bodies physically and spiritually, and give us strength in our bones, ligaments, and tendons, in our feet and arms and our bodies from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We rely and trust in the Lord. Amen. We will live above what our body's telling us, because we mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. And we let the wind of the Spirit just rise us up above the things of the world, the darkness of the world. We're above all that because we're children of God. So keep that in your heart and in your mind. Say, nope, I'm going to rise above this pain. I'm going to rise above this illness. I'm going to rise above and be in the house of healing that is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Many are sick today because they have worried about their bodies. Yes, there's many, many of us as believers. We worry about our bodies. All they think about is their body. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's what we have to renew our minds and say, no, devil, you ain't putting this stuff on me. I know that I'm in the house of healing, and the house of healing is Jesus Christ our Lord. He's my ultimate healer. Amen. The mind will carry thoughts about the body unless we occupy our minds with the healing word. We must learn to cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and bring him into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Get out of here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Any imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, according to 2 Corinthians 10:5, according to 2 Corinthians 10:5, we say, no, you don't. Anything that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of God and the Word of God, we kick it out, we slap it, and we kick it and say, no, get out, get out, get out, in Jesus' name. The devil will fight us for our thoughts and our mind. And don't you know that the mind is the battleground of the enemy? He throws fiery darts and arrows and shots at us, ugly thoughts. Sometimes you wonder, where did that come from? I don't think that way. No, it's the enemy. So we cast it down, we slap it down and kick it out in Jesus' name. He wants to fill our minds with thoughts of darkness, with sickness and oppression, calamity, destruction, ugly things. But that is not God. That is not God. God says, think on things that are true, lovely, just, and of a good report. So when I start getting ugly thoughts and stuff coming at me, I said, no, you're not of God. You're of the devil, and I cast you down, and I slap you down, kick you out. Get out of here in Jesus' name. And I start thinking of the Word of God in the name of Jesus, or start singing a song and praising the Lord. Amen. We are to fill our thoughts with the Word of God. The Word of God will do the fighting for us, and we will see that the battle is the Lord, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. 1 Samuel 17:47, the battle is the Lord, but we must know the Word. And casting down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge and want to take roots in our mind. Nope, nope, you will not be rooted in my mind. God's word is rooted in my mind, but not the things of the enemy or not the things of the world. Every thought we allow in our mind is either a battle lost or a victory gained. And don't you know that the Word of God is a victory gained every time, every time, every time. Thoughts against the Word will come. We can't stop them. But I remember Brother Hagin says, you know what? You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can sure stop them from building a nest. And that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to build a nest of evil thoughts and ugly thoughts. And we say, no, we are not letting you do that. Not because, not in my house, not in my watch, in Jesus' name. But we must cast them down by answering them with the Word. So when we have a bad thought, you answer with the Word. Say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I have the memory of the righteous. I have a sound mind. I have a peaceful mind. I have a disciplined mind. I have a self-controlled mind. And that is the Word of God that abides and lives in me forever. Amen. Amen. And we praise the Lord. When those thoughts come, we say, no, you don't. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the mind of Christ. Thank you for giving me a sharp, alert mind. Thank you, Father, for giving me the spirit of wisdom and knowing and hearing and discernment. Thank you, Father. You are so good to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. So we are to cast them down effectively. We must pick up other thoughts in their place. So when a thought, evil thought comes, you pick up a thought of the Lord, a good thing, a truth. His truth will set us free. Amen. And we pick it up. We pick up the Word of God and we place it in our minds. And we do not allow the devil to put lies in division or being critical or doubt. Nope. Not on my watch, not on my watch, because that goes against the Word of God. Amen? It goes against the thoughts and the Word of God that God has given to us to think on. Think on these things that are true, lovely, just, and of a good report. Amen. Isaiah 55:9 tells us that that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. To live above the thoughts of our body and this world. We are to live above the thoughts of our body and of this world, and to come up to God's level. We must come up higher in our thought life, and that means the greatest flow that we can flow in is the love of God, and that will keep us always up. The highest flow, the greatest flow in your life is the love of God. Everything about God is so good. Everything else flows underneath, and that's the flow of the world and of Satan and darkness and evil. But we rise above that. We are in the greatest flow of God's love, and that's why we're above every situation, every circumstance, and over sickness and disease and calamity and destruction. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Higher thoughts are the route to victory. They are the thoughts of the Word. Higher thoughts are the route to victory. They are thoughts of the Word. Amen? Even though it says, God tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Well, guess what? God's already given us His thoughts. And it's His Word. And it's to do us good. And He has a plan for us. And His plan is always to do us good, to take care of us, to watch over us, to provide for us. He already provided for us. He already made provision. He already given us His strength, His love, His peace, His compassion. We have the character and the nature of God. He's always watching over us. He's always taking care of us. So if we depend on Him constantly, we rely and trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we lean not unto any son. We trust and rely in the Lord always. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And don't you know that the paths of God are righteous paths? They always lead us to victory. The enemy's always trying to defeat us. But guess what? We are not defeated. Jesus already paid the price, and He already paid it for us, so we can walk, we can live and talk and think and act in the higher realm of God, the greatest flow of God, and that is the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. So we thank you so much, saints of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. To the Word, to the Word, to the Word of God, the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides and lives in us forever. We welcome the Word all the time. We say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever. And the only way that it lives and abides and lives in us forever is that we read the Word, we hear the Word. Not only hear it, but we do it. We are doers. Can I hear an amen? For the doers of the Word get results. They get the benefits. They get the promises. They get what God has already provided for us. So I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word. Are you a doer of the Word? Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer. I walk in victory every day. And I flow in the highest flow that God has. The greatest flow in my life is the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart. So I thank you so much. Thank you so much, doers of the Word, precious saints of God. We love you and we thank you so much. Thank you so much that we're able to bring the Word to you on Wednesdays. And Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. So we thank you again. Be blessed. Have a great day. And remember, every day is a great life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day is a new day in God. And we are beaming lights everywhere we go, everywhere we step in the marketplace, the workplace, the highways and the byways. We are beaming lights, and we come into those buildings wherever we go, and the light of God expels all darkness because we take over. We don't take over people, but we take over the enemies that are coming against that place. When we're there, we say, no, you don't. Darkness, you flee in Jesus' name. We're here. We're children of the light. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. Of the world. So we thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you. And we thank all your children, Father, the precious saints of God. In Jesus' name, have a great evening. We love you. We love you. And thank you. Thank you. God bless you.